This goes to Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N, Stoneman, S-T-O-N-E-M-A-N, P-A-C, fax 989-875-5168, regarding Donna Kremer, K-R-E-M, like Mary, E-R, date of birth 6-29 of 1949. Dear Miss Stoneman, this is a consultation for Mrs. Kremer, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine that appears to be progressing. And that has been noted since January of 2023. She currently is oxygen dependent, secondary to pulmonary fibrosis, for the last 2 years. And she does have a pulmonologist in Ann Arbor monitoring her progress and managing her medication for pulmonary fibrosis. She's doing well and has been stable for about 2 years. She does require 4 liters of oxygen continuously, and today she has an Inogen, I think it's I-N-O-G-E-N, oxygen delivery device with her. She does not have a history of chest pain or palpitations, although she is having rapid heart rate. She believes that she's had a recent echocardiogram within the last 6 months, and we will get those results to review. She was told that her heart was okay and fine, and there were no concerns with the heart, but we will get a copy of that echo and review it for make sure there's no evidence of pulmonary hypertension, right-sided heart failure, or right-sided heart failure. Currently, she is feeling well. She does have some chronic edema of the lower extremities, and the right leg is slightly worse than the left. And she does have a history of chronic low back pain, also sleep apnea. She has urinary incontinence, it's urge incontinence. She recently tried to decrease the dose of her Detrol from 4 milligram daily to 2 milligram, and she was unable to hold or control her urine at all on that lower dose. So when she went back up to 4 milligram daily, she's doing much better. But she still does require some protective undergarments due to urinary incontinence. She did have a recent EGD done, and there were no ulcers or lesions, but some thickening was noted at the upper aspect of her stomach, she believes. She'll be seeing her GI specialist in Lansing for further evaluation and review of the test results. And she has a remote history of UTIs, recurrent UTIs, nothing current. Past medical history is significant for the pulmonary fibrosis, oxygen dependent, hypothyroidism, chronic low back pain, obstructive sleep apnea, gastroesophageal reflux disease, urinary urge incontinence, hyperparathyroidism, the exact type undetermined, chronic idiopathic neutropenia, past history, anxiety, depression, recurrent UTIs, osteoporosis, and psoriasis. Past surgical history, she had lap band surgery originally, and then removal of the lap band, and then the gastric sleeve surgery done in 2015. She had right breast biopsies, negative for cancer, a cholecystectomy, appendectomy, tonsillectomy, D&Cs, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral salpingophrectomy. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married, lives with her husband who has Parkinson's disease, and she actually performs much of his care due to his advanced Parkinson's disease. And she is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 1 diabetes, which was a daughter, thyroid disease, stroke, hypertension, asthma, cancer, COPD, Bright's disease, acute AML leukemia, son, and he's passed away, and Perthes disease, P-E-R-T-H-E-S disease. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies. She's allergic to penicillin, sulfa, erythromycin, IV, dye, streptomycin, Demerol, and Feldane. Medication, Cymbalta 60 mg twice a day, Zizol 5 mg daily, Detrol extended release 4 mg daily, Lexapro 20 mg daily, Trazodone 50 mg at bedtime, Hydroxyzine 25 mg twice a day, Albuterol with budesonide, 2 inhalations every 4 hours as needed, Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily, Rocaltrol, 0.5 microgram daily, Lasix, 20 milligram daily, Synthroid, 50 microgram daily, Zofran, orally disintegrating tablets, 4 milligram PRN nausea, Mucinex, 600 milligram twice a day, Oflex Frank EV, 150 milligram twice a day for pulmonary fibrosis, Tylenol, 500 milligram, one tablet every 8 hours as needed for pain, and she has not used oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents since her gastric sleeve procedure in 2015. Physical exam, height 4'11.5", weight 209 pounds, pulse 108 and regular. Oxygen saturation is 96% on 4 liters of nasal cannula per Inogen on-demand oxygen device. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 112 over 70. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx, difficult to visualize uvula due to the high tongue, but clear. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy and no carotid bruise. Lungs have inspiratory crackles in bilateral bases, otherwise clear. Heart is regular with a rapid rate of 108. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, trace of ankle edema bilaterally, right slightly greater than left. That goes about a third of the way up both lower extremities. And no ulcerations or lesions on feet or lower extremities. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent lab studies were done 9/15/2025. Creatinine is 1.5. Estimated GFR, 36. 7/15/25, creatinine is 1.33, GFR 41. 9/10/24, creatinine 1.02, GFR 57. 6/13/24, creatinine 1.11 with GFR 52. 10/26/23, creatinine 1.08, GFR 54. 1/24/23, creatinine 1.16, GFR 50. And 9/15/25, calcium is 10.2, albumin 4.3, sodium 143, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 29. 8/15/25, hemoglobin 12.7, with normal white count, normal platelet levels. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio June 11th of 25 is normal at 2.1. Urinalysis done 6/11/25, trace of protein negative for blood. And pro-BNP, normal at 23. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, possibly prerenal causes, secondary to diuretic use, possibly secondary to pulmonary fibrosis and pulmonary causing some pulmonary hypertension, and bilaterally small kidneys. We do have an ultrasound from 6/29/25 showing the right kidney 9 centimeters and the left kidney 8.7 centimeters. And there were no there was no hydronephrosis, no masses, no calculi, no cysts, and there was complete emptying of her urinary bladder with that scan. So we are going to get a copy of the most recent echocardiogram, one within the last 6 months. If it's been longer than 6 months, she should have a new echo done. We're also going to repeat her labs now for comparison, and then once those are back, we'll determine how often she should have lab studies done. And further recommendations will follow after labs are back and after we have seen the echocardiogram. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.